go, Mason shouted. Come on, you can do it. Bosch stood in the coach's box of the stadium with Mason Kazik, coach of the Raylacon Olympic track and field team, a lofty name for perhaps the worst Olympic team in human-settled space. Well, what did they expect? The World Raylacon had only the City of Cries to draw on, with a few million people, whereas the top teams recruited from worlds with populations in the billions. The runners below were pounding around the oval track in the 800-meter race of the Cries track and field meet. It was a small competition, five local teams, including Mason's Olympic hopefuls, a group of martial arts students from the Cries Taekwondo Academy, some kids from Cries University, another team fielded by employees from Abyss Associates, and the fifth sent by Scorpio Corporation. Although Baj wasn't an official coach with Mason, she'd brought him many of her runners from the Undercity, swelling the size of his team from 11 athletes to over 50, with hers easily besting the top runners from the City of Cries. Below them, competitors from the five teams had reached the end of their last lap on the track. The crowd in the arena were cheering, calling out encouragement, and booing. Baj scowled. Where did they get off booing athletes, particularly in one of the best races ever run in this spectacular but underused arena? The City of Cries thrived on the otherwise mostly uninhabitable world of Raylacon because of its historical importance and the wealth of its citizens. They'd spared no expense for the technology that made their city into an oasis in an otherwise stark desert, and the athletic center was no exception. If only they had a pool of athletes comparable to this remarkable facility. That could change today as the Undercity runners pulverized the previous records set in this stadium. When the leaders below approached the finish line, the cheering from the crowd swelled, and so did the catcalls. The few hollow reporters covering the event jockeyed with more oomph than usual to record the winners, with Angel from the Undercity in first, Taze Wilder from Cries in second, and an Undercity youth called Lamplight in third. Given the informal nature of the meet, it didn't take long for Mason's volunteers to validate the results. As soon as they announced the medalists, repeating what everyone already knew, the crowd applauded and flashed their spark sticks. The holocasters converged on the winners, especially Angel. With her muscled build, great height, and tattoos, she looked about as angelic as a mountain basher.